Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Globalist coup is live. They're finishing off the Republic as we speak. But humanity is striking back.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news. Today.
Last night, the political commissar arm of the Deep State Democratic Party raided with over 100 armed paramilitary soldiers in armored vehicles the private resort, home, and apartment of the true president of the United States, Donald John Trump. Bernard Kerik, former police commissioner of New York, is a very smart, serious man. And he says he believes the deep state will now try to kill President Trump. I've been saying that for months. The globalists want to plunge this country into a civil war. We need to stop that, and we do not need to shoot first. In fact, we need to have massive discretion. That is the greater part of valor here. We are in the middle of the Great Reset. The globalists want America to collapse. This is a time of maximum danger with 91 days left to the midterms. As the entire country begins to wake up and turn away from the deep state, they are desperate to turn over the chessboard because they are losing. We have an incredible live broadcast coming to you from the embattled InfoWars headquarters in Austin, Texas today. We have Stephen K. Bannon joining us for a full hour in the second hour. We have Roger Stone and Robert Barnes giving exclusive details. And Barnes is a Trump lawyer coming up at the bottom of the hour. I'm going to do Jack Posobiec's show with Charlie Kirk for the first 30 minutes of the third hour. Owen will come in and host for that 30, and then I'll be back with another special guest we've almost lined up for the transmission. What a time to be alive. The weaponization of the judiciary, the weaponization of law enforcement, the weaponization of the Justice Department. Anybody that's read a history book knows most nations end with bureaucratic paramilitary coups, whether it was Rome or whether it's horrible collapse Venezuela or Cuba or whether it's North Korea or Communist China or Nazi Germany. This is the disease that kills great nations, and we have it. We have political, cultural, spiritual cancer, ladies and gentlemen. The New York Times, the Washington Post last night said, oh, there's a federal law that if a president mishandles documents, he can't hold office again or any federal employee. It's preposterous. Trump, of course, is calling this all a giant sick joke, but they're going to try to call any documents he has classified and bar him from running. You talk about election meddling, not letting a candidate run, what they tried to do with Marjorie Taylor Greene or Paul Gozer or countless others, is the purest form of election theft in everyone's face. And now they're openly saying they want to bar Trump, who they barely were able to steal the election from almost 2 years ago. To not being able to stop the clear landslide that's coming. But make no mistake, this is a globalist declaration of war against the Republic and against due process and against the separation of powers. And as I told you yesterday before this happened, I said they're going to move on Trump. They're going to move on that country. They're going to engineer controlled power outages claiming Russians launch a cyber attack. I have studied the enemy and I know their plan. And they're going to hype up monkeypox and all the rest of it and try to roll out new quarantines and lockdowns, which they're now announcing. It is all going down. The Democrats and the deep state and the lawyers and the system has been given a green light by the big central banks to take down America, and that they will then be rewarded for their criminal activity. But the people quickly are discovering the Great Reset and the WEF worldwide coup of the UN, and they are energizing themselves and others. So you are living in an incredibly dangerous historic, but also empowering time where we choose which side we're on, the Great Awakening or the Great Reset. Strap yourselves in and tell everybody tune in now.
InfoWars has been vindicated. We've been proven right. World government, the New World Order is out in the open. And now more than ever, the forces of Satan are trying to shut down this broadcast. The forces of anti-human, godless New World Order are out of control. So now realize, we have pushed them out in the light, we have pushed them out in the open, and they are so upset, and they are so scared. So while you still can, because any day can be our last broadcast, spread the word about the show, share the articles, share the videos, and please fund us while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Books, films, t-shirts, great supplements, vitamin infusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Ultra 12, Diet Force, so much more right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, pray for justice and pray for freedom and pray for the children and pray for free speech and justice to win. Thank you so much for joining us. Now spread the word, my friends. We're involved in an epic, historic battle.
It's Tuesday, August 9th, 2022.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Multinational corporations backed by criminal megabanks are taking over the planet right now and collapsing human civilization for forced depopulation. The people of the world have already been hit by a lab-made bioweapon and a vaccine even more deadly. Major insurance companies have announced plans to sue vaccine manufacturers for the hundreds of billions they're losing because of the record mass death. This is mainstream news around the world. And President Trump is their main target because they know he's set to win and win big in the upcoming election in 2 years. And they know 91 days out from the midterms, he is energizing candidates, and 98% of the candidates he backs are winning. And the vast majority are good candidates. Some aren't. But there is a revolution attacking the one-party unistate or uniparty through the populist movement that Trump rode in on that is threatening the neocons and the rhinos and the satanic Democratic Party. Here's the huge news. The judge that authorized this unprecedented raid on a former president who had already said he was going to run for president again was Jeffrey Epstein's main lawyer for 24 years. Mr. Reinhardt. You think that guy might be blackmailed? I don't know. Are Smurfs blue? Does Santa wear a red suit? The bears crap in the woods? This is the type of scum in this blackmail ring we're dealing with. It's come out in mainline news that Britain has been controlled for 50 years by child molesting blackmail rings. And then Maxwell and his protege, his daughter, and Epstein exported that system of blackmail and control here to America. Oh, but the Ghislaine Maxwell trial wasn't televised to protect the pedophiles, and the names haven't been released of the client list, but we know who they are. A who's who of big tech, a who's who of Hollywood, openly going to be part of pedophilia, to be in the club, to become made members. And that's what all of this is about. You should be proud you support InfoWars. You should be proud that these people hate you and your family because they are the scum of the earth. It's incredible. Scores of publications came out from Newsweek to the Daily Mail and said Trump has been raided because of Alex Jones's cell phone. My cell phone was not given to the plaintiff ambulance-chasing lawyers in the Sandy Hook kangaroo trial. That's a lie. B, the fragments of text messages in a discovery we turned over years ago are from 2019 and early 2020 and have nothing to do with January 6th. But they don't care. They go forward with that news that that's why he was raided. They have the other false story that, oh, a president can't have his presidential papers. What do you think presidential libraries are for? That's where presidents house them. And the idea with no evidence that, oh, the National Archives said, well, we think some of what you got, your personal notes and things, belong to the U.S. government. You've got to give them back. And Trump was in negotiations to decide what he should give back, if anything. And this is his crime. Not the broken border, not the tens of thousands of children a month being smuggled across for sex slavery, Senate report confirming it. Not the devaluation of the currency, not the wars they're starting, not the hundreds of billions laundered through Ukraine, not drag queen pedophile story time, not the hundreds of thousands of fentanyl deaths a year, not Hunter Biden's laptop saying he's under Chinese government control and command, not Biden not knowing who he was yesterday on the tarmac and couldn't even put his shirt on or jacket on. None of that's an issue. It's all that evil Donald Trump. Absolute fraud. The deep state knows the world's breaking with them right now, and they're in full panic mode today. We have a huge lineup of incredible guests. Stephen K. Bannon for a full hour. Second hour, we'll cover the waterfront. Talk about Trump's brain. He's as close as it is. Trump does his own thinking, but if you want to say somebody's Trump's brain, they always said I was Trump's brain. I was energizing the populist movement, exposing the globalist. The Trump's brain, if he has one, and I don't mean that sarcastically, he has a separate brain that isn't his. He's very smart. Is Stephen K. Bannon. He'll be joining us. And we have another Trump brain, another Trump advisor, Roger Stone, bottom of the hour, and another Trump advisor, Robert Barnes, bottom of the hour as well, and then more today. Wow. We got a lot of clips we're going to play as well. Of Sebastian Gorka has gone along with the neocons and attacked me when I was being censored, and he supported that. And I've forgiven him for that because he is a very eloquent, smart man. And now that things become so clear you can't work with the system, he's come out with very eloquent 2 minutes that I think is the best 2 minutes out there on this. That's coming up next segment. And we've got Bernard Kurik with the most important information. When it's one specific item, Gorka overall gives the best analysis. But when you talk about specific threat, Bernard Kurik, former police commissioner of New York, very smart man, saying, look, he's read the tea leaves. They're going to kill Trump. I would add probably Biden to get a civil war going, which we're fighting to stop. Just like I fought to stop January 6th. So that's all coming up today. Mitt Romney's attacked me. Other establishment blackmailed people have attacked me. We're going to be getting to all of it coming up today. But let me bring up a rallying point. InfoWars is in bankruptcy, but InfoWars has a plan through bankruptcy to stay on the air indefinitely because we have laws in this country. You can't file lawsuits on somebody just to shut them down and silence them. And that's why right now we need more funds than ever to fight these show trials and to have our appeals and to fund the bankruptcy, which costs a lot of money. And so I'm asking listeners to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Now, we put the book, The Great Reset, up for pre-sale. It starts shipping in a few weeks. The Great Reset and the War for the World, which is already number 9 on Amazon, needs to go number 1 on InfoWarsStore.com. And we put up a few thousand copies that are going to be signed. And I thought, you know, how about we do a fundraiser where I'm going to print this week a little special card that goes in each book with a special message engraved on it. I'll come up with a message, and then I'll sign each one specifically. So the earlier books that people ordered are just going to have me sign it, but everybody getting the book forward will get it signed with a special little card that has some original art that I'm going to produce the next few days. And I said, we need money desperately. If folks want to support us, it's $100. to get a signed book. We need the money. It's all going into the fight 100% against the globalist. Infowarsstore.com. And it was very buoying yesterday. It was very empowering to see you come through without me even plugging that signed books are $100. We sold 340-plus books yesterday. And so I'm going to sign every one of these. If we could sell 10,000 books that are signed now, that would be the equivalent of a money bomb and would keep us solvent in this fight. So if you want a piece of history and the blueprint to the Death Star and the New World Order operation, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get a regular book or get or both the signed book. Everybody that already paid $40 for a signed book, you're going to get your signed book. But if you want one with a special engraved sticker that we're going to put in that has original art and my signature with a special thank you, order those now at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for your support. Vitamin Mineral Fusions back in stock, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, and so much more. Thanks for keeping us on air. It takes money to fight a war, and you keep coming through, and I thank you, and I salute you.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let's put the live show feed headline up there, because I think it really says it all before we start drilling into these incredible clips. Emergency fall of the American Republic broadcast. Deep state officially establishing globalist dictatorship via mass arrest of patriots. Tune in now. And that is what they've already done on January 6th. It's what they've announced they want to do. They are coming for the people of America, just like they arrest people in the UK who criticize drag queen story time. They come to your house and they arrest you. We showed that last week. They are completely normalizing all of this garbage. Now, let's go ahead and go to Bernard Kurik, former New York police commissioner, saying the quiet part out loud. Powerful multinational banks that have created thousands of trillions in fake currency know their Ponzi scheme's going down. They want to collapse it, blame it on us, blame it on global warming, and have us accept a new global digital currency that tracks and controls everything we do, the social credit score, the universal basic income. So they're going to try to use the collapse of their system to take over. And they need America and American weapons to back that power up worldwide. They'll then phase out American power and merge it into the UN. But we're not going to let them do that. We're going to take the Republic back and use the power of America via ideology to push my operation that I've been promoting for 15 years, Operation 1776 worldwide. I can tell you a lot of smart people who are patriots but are a minority in the Pentagon and intelligence agencies believe my plan's excellent, and it has been adopted, just so you know. That's a lot of what you've been witnessing the last decade. But I don't work for these people. I am a philosopher and an idea man that puts ideas out that I believe you will want to adopt. And when you adopt them, and when others adopt them, it becomes a movement. And that's my job. So much coming up here today. But here's Bernard Kurik talking about the reality of how much trouble this republic's in. But if the globalists make their move, which they're starting to do, and we don't go along with it, it's going to backfire on them big time. They're not doing this because they're strong. They're doing this because they're weak. Here is the former police commissioner.
If you remember back in 2016, when right before he got elected, I was in Washington, D.C. I was at a couple different social events, and I heard people talking. They said the Democrats want this guy so bad that they wouldn't put assassination behind it. And I'm going to tell you something. They've tried impeachment. They've tried another impeachment. They've tried one investigation after another. This is about one thing. This is about stopping him from running in 2024. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm not into conspiracies. I'm not into anti-government rhetoric. This is the first time in my lifetime that I would say I am deathly afraid for Donald Trump. I would not put assassination behind these people.
There you go. Here is a compilation we put together 2 years ago, right before they stole the election from Trump and the American people, when they said The intelligence agencies are going to get him. We're going to kill him. We're going to take him out. He's going to be destroyed. We're going to play this compilation and then come back with Roger Stone with exclusive inside intel analysis on what's happening. But here's the compilation.
Website is encouraging, quote, all manner of physical violence against Trump supporters and capitalists.
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
It's an actor dressed to look just like President Donald Trump as he's assassinated on stage.
I'd like to punch him in the face.
I'll join a million other people surrounding the United States Capitol.
I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
This is a national emergency.
Joe Biden says he is concerned President Trump will try to steal the November election.
This president's going to try to steal this election.
This is a trial run of the President of the United States, who may be organizing to not accept what happens when we have the election.
If he loses, and I expect that he will, then we have to be prepared for what he is going to do in the immediate aftermath of such a loss.
Whether he knows it yet or not, he will be leading.
Here you have four chiefs of staff coming out and ripping the skin off of Trump. And you have so many rank and file military personnel saying, whoa, we're not a military state. This is not who we are.
If he's not elected, is he going to pull out his military? Is he going to engage us? He's already alluded to there may be a civil war.
He is clearly trying to ignite a civil war in this country.
These are not acts of peaceful protest. These are acts of domestic terror.
Seriously, Mr. President? First of all, I think it's the obligation of some executive branch officials to refuse to carry out some of these orders.
Just because he might not want to move out of the White House doesn't mean we won't have an inauguration.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you.
I promise you, I'm absolutely convinced they will escort him from the White House with great dispatch. The
government's going to kill this guy.
So I have a lot of enemies out there. This may be the last time you'll see me for a while. A lot of very, very rich enemies, but they are not happy with what I'm doing. But I figure we have one chance to do it, and no other president's going to do what I do.
Ladies and gentlemen, what an incredible time to be alive. I want to play clip 7. This is Gorka. We'll actually get to it next segment, who does a really good minute and a half boil down of what's happening. We also have some amazing news that ties into all this. CNN, of all places, has just reported that they do not have my phone. I tell you, people like think, really, they don't have your phone. They say they have it. They just lie and lie and lie and lie and lie and lie and lie. Look at it. Possum. Oliver Darcy. They don't actually have my phone. I told you they don't. I shouldn't be laughing. Stuff's so serious, but man, these people just, it's like hard to believe how much they lie. And then later they got to admit, well, actually we don't. January 6th is going to get him. It's got all the proof. It's got him and Roger Stone, you know, snorting cocaine off hookers' asses. None of it is true. Absolutely none of it. All right, we're going to go to break, come back with Roger Stone. But this is just an insane time. The energy level's off the charts. Please share the word. Tell everybody, tune in now on your local AM and FM stations, TV stations, and Infowars.com/show and Band Video. Roger Stone exclusively coming up. Stephen K. Bannon. This is going to be one hell of a broadcast. You want the inside baseball? How to save the Republic? The enemy's out in the open now. Our job's getting easier every day.
InfoWars has been vindicated. We've been proven right. World government, the New World Order, is out in the open. And now more than ever, the forces of Satan are trying to shut down this broadcast. The forces of anti-human, godless New World Order are out of control. So now realize, we have pushed them out in the light. We have pushed them out in the open, and they are so upset, and they are so scared. So while you still can, because any day can be our last broadcast, spread the word about the show, share the article, share the videos, and please fund us. We'll get great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Books, films, t-shirts, great supplements, vitamin fusion, body cells of a turmeric formula, Ultra 12, Diet Force, so much more right now at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, pray for justice and pray for freedom and pray for the children and pray for free speech and justice to win. Thank you so much for joining us. Now spread the word, my friends. We're involved in an epic, historic battle.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Guess who the judge was that signed this unprecedented crossing of the Rubicon? A SWAT team were aimed with armored vehicles and over 100 men on the president's Mar-a-Lago, Florida, Palm Beach compound. Judge Bruce Reinhardt, who signed the warrant to raid Trump's home at Mar-a-Lago, previously worked for Jeffrey Epstein for decades. This is unbelievable. It's all on InfoWars.com. This is an emergency broadcast. The FBI raid against Trump signals deep state coup has begun. Alex Jones is your host. Thank you for joining me. And, of course, Roger Stone's here with us and Robert Barnes riding shotgun 5 minutes into the next hour. Then Stephen K. Bannon is joining us today. We've got a lot of other big developments and facets of this. Roger joined me for an emergency broadcast last night. while he was at a gala with General Flynn, and he joins us now that he's had time to really cogitate and look at what's happening. Obviously, it's all about Trump not being able to run for office again. They have a specific code they're trying to use, 18 U.S. Code 2071, concealment, removal, or mutilation generally, and that means of documents, spoilation. Roger Stone, thank you so much for joining us, and Robert Barnes.
Alex, it's great to be here. Several things are very clear. I now know that the president had lawyers in negotiation with the National Archives in a dispute over whether the documents in question belonged to him or whether he had some obligation to return them to the government. I have a very, very low regard for the lawyers conducting those negotiations on behalf of the president, and clearly those negotiations went nowhere. This also tells me, quite interestingly, that they must not feel that they have a prosecutable case against President Donald Trump regarding January 6th, which I think was plan A in terms of their ability to disqualify him from becoming a president. As you point out, U.S. Code 18 U.S. Code 2071 would specifically prohibit him from running again for president if he were convicted of concealing, destroying, or removing classified or federal documents he was not entitled to. Now, Mark Elias is the attorney, one of the attorneys who orchestrated the theft of the 2020 election. He also represented Hillary Clinton, when you recall, she destroyed multiple cell phones and destroyed with bleach bits a computer that included classified documents. She, of course, was not prosecuted or raided, as Donald Trump has now been raided. Elias, I think, just said the secret part out loud. So the purpose here, which I guess would have to still go to the courts because they have denied Trump due process here, but were Trump to be convicted of the destruction of federal documents, as implied in a piece by Maggie Haberman of the New York Times yesterday, who claimed that Trump tore up these documents and flushed them down a toilet, then that would be a basis to deny him access to the ballot in 2024.
Roger, I want to go back to you and ask big picture what this means for the midterms and more what you think Trump should do. I want to bring in constitutional and trial lawyer, also worked on the Trump campaign during the stolen election period, documenting what was happening. Is this not classic election meddling to actually try to disqualify the candidate before they are ever even voted for, like we saw with MTG and others, with Mark Elias and other lawsuits they filed? I mean, is this not proving their election meddling, trying to bar a candidate who they know is popular, Robert Barnes?
Yeah, two things. Mark Elias is wrong. That statute cannot apply to the President of the United States because of the Constitution. So constitutionally, that statute cannot, there's no statute that can disbar the president from running. The qualifications for the presidency are set by the Constitution. Congress cannot add to them. And so what this, you know, to the degree it's a despairing, desperate attempt by Mark Elias to backdoor in a way to keep Trump off the ballot, it will fail as past efforts he has made have failed. The only thing he succeeded in was in stealing the 2020 election. Now, I do think this is a deep state operation disguised as a Democratic operation. And the reason why I say that is the idea that anybody would go execute a search warrant for whether records temporarily stay at the National Archives under the law, they return to the president ultimately anyway, tells me that this was not really about what they're saying it was about. That I think the president had documents and information, classified documents and information, that he could legally declassify and that he was legally entitled to have that are embarrassing to certain deep state operatives, so embarrassing they would risk the blowback of a search warrant raid while he wasn't there, trying to go in disguised and not, you know, show who they were until they got to the doors, sneaking in and conspiring with the Secret Service in advance without letting the president know what was happening or what was taking place. because I think Trump wisely took some records that would benefit and protect him that expose deep state operatives should they ever escalate against him.
Absolutely. I want to get Roger Stone's take on that. Roger, what do you think this signifies? This signifies serious desperation, A, and then I want you both to answer this question. What do you make of it being the Jeffrey Epstein lawyer, being the judge that pulled the trigger on that? I mean, Epstein was a bipartisan deep state operation. We know. I think that adds credibility to what Robert Barnes is saying.
Well, because we don't know what the content of the documents here is, and that puts us at a disadvantage in terms of analyzing it. But there is growing desperation as the Democrats look at the polls and they see that the voters are rejecting Joe Biden and his horrific policies and their impact on the country. They would like to change the subject to whether Donald Trump has broken the law as the overriding issue in the upcoming elections. Frankly, I think this overreach is backfiring very, very badly politically. There's no due process here. This raid was it's amazing how quickly CNN got there, by the way. Did you notice that? Having lived through this myself, I understand the sense of violation that President Trump must feel at this moment. Until you've had 29 heavily armed FBI agents storm your home at 6 o'clock in the morning, brandishing fully automatic M4 assault weapons, you haven't really lived.
What does this signify big picture, Robert Barnes? I mean, obviously desperation, but if they're going to be this brazen, this wild, what do you expect to come next?
Well, I think that the president must have, we'll find out. If the president wants the world to know what's in those records, he can file a request, a motion for return of seized properties. That could potentially disclose some of the information, documentation, at least by reference. I mean, he himself makes a reference to this being both a Democratic and deep state operation in his public statement. He refers to the war he's been waging against the administrative state. That's basically phraseology for the deep state. And that it's covered up by the Democratic administration that's in control here. And the people that had to sign off on this included Merrick Garland and Christopher Wray. And as you know, Alex, Merrick Garland's history goes all the way, deep state ties go all the way back to Oklahoma City. So these are deep state operatives and Democratic operatives wanting to do a hit job on the president, reach parallels and precedents we've never done before. We have never seen this happen in America ever before.
And that's my next question. Clearly, as I say, cross the Rubicon here. This has never before been done. Roger, we're going to break in 45 seconds, but we'll come back and ask Barnes this. But you first, gut level, what else is the desperate deep state going to do 91 days out from their Waterloo with the midterms?
But what this proves is that anything is possible. I'm still waiting for the next pandemic. Clearly, they're trying to ratchet up monkeypox as a ruse to enable Biden to sign an executive order that would bar all in-person voting, for example, allowing them to, again, manipulate the vote through mail-in voting. The fact that they are willing to raid the home of a former president demonstrates that there are no limits to what these people will do.
All right, we'll talk more about that and what comes next and what we can do to expose this fraud straight ahead with Robert Barnes and Roger Stone. And Stephen K. Bannon joins us.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Guam immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Of law enforcement, just like you saw the weaponization of the judiciary against us in that kangaroo trial where the judge said I was guilty, instructed the jury to find me guilty. I mean, that's a mistrial in any free country right there. But here's just one of the clips of Trump predicting what was about to happen.
We are a nation that has weaponized its law enforcement like never before against the opposing political party. We are a nation that no longer has a free press. If I renounced my beliefs, if I agreed to stay silent, if I stayed home, or if I stayed in my basement, the persecution of Donald Trump would stop immediately. That's what they want me to do, but I can't do that, and I will not do that because I love our country, and I love the people of our country so much.
That's right. They don't get we can't back down because they're so evil and hate the country and want to take control of our lives. So let me ask Robert Barnes this and Roger Stone. Talking to Roger 2 weeks ago on the phone, he said, I think they're going to indict him for something. They just can't help it. And he said, I hope he announces sooner rather than later because it'll make it even more obvious if he's officially running. What is your intel? What is your research? What is the next shoe to drop, Robert Barnes? Will there be indictments, not for this, but some of the other fake investigations they've got going?
Not that they're smart, but there is, as Roger notes, there is high risk that with the current folks in charge that all bets are off. I mean, we're already seeing unparalleled actions being taken. Almost all the January 6th criminal prosecutions, a lot of the charges have never been brought before, are in exaggerated charges, people being locked up without any chance of trial. What happened in Roger's case in many was unprecedented. Steve Bannon's contempt case, there hadn't been a criminal contempt prosecution in 40 years. So we're seeing things. And then what happened, as you note, Alex, in your case, and as I told folks yesterday, just as you were the canary in the coal mine for what they were going to do to people on social media, they took you off. Then they took out President Trump. Then they weaponized the legal system against you. And now they've turned around and weaponized the legal system against Trump. It's parallel. It's predictive. And so in that sense, we can continue to see and anticipate crazier conduct and crazier actions. But if they're smart, they will see the public blowback on this that is extraordinary, that is all across the entire globe, that has made a mockery of the Biden administration, that has exposed the criminality of the deep state. And in the end, when they opened up Trump's safe, there was nothing there. So if they were there to get documents that Trump had that implicate the deep state or Democrats and criminality or both, they probably did not get those documents yesterday. So hopefully there's enough public blowback so that this does not escalate and accelerate in a dangerous direction as it can.
Roger, your take on this.
Well, this is the very best example of our two-tier justice system. Eric Holder refuses to testify to Congress about Fast and Furious. No charges are brought against him. Steve Bannon refuses to testify about January 6th. He's going to jail, and not for 30 days. Sadly, I know the D.C. system. The judge there will give him the maximum that she can give him. It is amazing. Hillary Clinton destroys cell phones, uses BeachBlit to destroy computer records that are classified. The FBI investigates. No charges are brought against her. Yet we raid a former president's house. We become a banana republic. There is no limit to what the deep state and their Democrat allies and the fake news media, like those clowns at CNN who claim that they had your cell phone, but they don't. And even if they did have it, they'd have nothing. There's no limit to what they will do to hold power. This election scares the daylights out of them. They're assuming that if there is a Republican majority, that Republican majority would launch an investigation into all of these things. It was very telling to me that my friend Matt Gaetz yesterday called on Jim Jordan to challenge Kevin McCarthy to become Speaker. If Kevin McCarthy is elected Speaker, none of their crimes will be investigated and nothing whatsoever will happen.
That's right. Our revolution is not just against the Democrat deep states and all those people. It's against the rhinos. Now, let's do some housekeeping here with Roger Stone and with Robert Barnes, because there have been hundreds of news articles, actually thousands, saying that my cell phone was given by my lawyers to the Sandy Hook ambulance chaser people. No, it was some text from 2019, 2020, because we turned it over to the lawyers for them to search for the search terms, showing we did comply with discovery. They sent that over to the Texas case, and there was a few things that were raw in there that hadn't been searched, but nothing incriminating, nothing bad. I said the worst thing is my wife, like in a bikini or scantily clad. That's my wife. It's not dirty. It's not bad to have a picture of your wife or say, hey, look how good my wife looks. That's what normal heterosexual married men do. We show each other pictures of our wives. We're proud of our wives. We're proud of our families. We're proud of our children. We're proud of our dogs, our cats, you know, our cars, everything. They're proud of us. But notice all these thousands of headlines that I had my whole cell phone turned over. So I had to tell all these friends of mine, no, it's not my cell phone. It's system text. It was a mistake, but it's a fraction of what they claim. It's not a phone from 2 years. It's 6 months of limited text. It's a lie. Well, here is the possum, Oliver Darcy, having to admit this today. Now, I've been saying this since last Friday that it's a fraction of my phone and there's nothing there. And they're finally having to admit it. My phone has been reportedly, according to the Associated Press, turned over to the January 6th committee, but wah, 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 wah. There's nothing in there, and no January 6th, nothing past April 2020. Here, not 2 years of a phone, 6 months of a phone, here they are admitting it.
And so it's really a shocking series of events, Brianna. Alex Jones, I'm sure, never anticipated his records, phone records, ending up in court, nevertheless ending up on Capitol Hill.
What's their interest with his text messages?
Yeah, they're very interested in Alex Jones because he was a central player on January 6th. He was at the Capitol. He was seen riling up protesters. So they're very interested in what he was doing and who he was talking with. Unfortunately, we don't believe these text messages actually include things sent on January 6th or in the immediate lead up to January 6th. I think the most recent message, our understanding, is that it was from mid-2020. That said, it's going to help the January 6th committee for sure paint a web of contacts. Who was Alex Jones talking to? I'm told that these messages indicate he was talking to people in Trump's orbit. Who are those people? You know, it will definitely shed light on his activities.
2 years worth. Who's sweating this morning, Oliver?
Yeah, I think probably a few people are sweating. You know, Alex Jones, like I said, was apparently in contact with members of Trump's orbit, and I'm sure he was in contact with a lot of other people, you know, right-wing media stars, and they probably were telling him things they don't want to come to light, or just being even in contact with Alex Jones. You know, he's not necessarily someone that mainstream Republicans or right-wing media figures probably want to be associated with. So I'm sure they're all worrying that these messages that they exchanged with him could eventually be leaked or come to light during these hearings.
Now, notice in his Twitter, he says, I'm told the Alex Jones text indicated he was talking to people at Trump's orbit, but the text apparently don't include text messages from January 6th or the intimate lead up to it, or the immediate lead up to it. So more false news, more fake garbage, and not 2 years. Sandy Hook lawyer claims Alex Jones sent intimate photo of his wife to Roger Stone. I don't know if that was consensual. My wife called me this morning once I got to work. She heard about this. She said, I want you to put my picture out. And I heard you said I look pretty good. Well, that's a Texas saying. That looks pretty good. No, I mean, she looks super good. And so my wife's quite proud of herself. A man with his wife is bad. Men being proud of their wives is bad. But drag queen pedophile time with three-year-olds that don't give consent to sit in the laps of convicted pedophiles, that's okay. So I'm not going to release the text with me and Roger, but there is the evil image. Let's put it back on screen. There it is. And look, Sandy Hook family's lawyer confirms that a naked photo of Alex Jones' wife was in the phone, but adds that Alex Jones, the naked photo of his wife, to Roger Stone. Ron Flipposky gets it wrong. No, Ron, you're a lawyer. Correct yourself. She's in a bikini. Now a woman in a bikini is dirty and bad, and the plaintiff's lawyers want me criminally investigated for a picture of my wife in a bikini, but drag queen story time's okay, Roger.
Well, first of all, Alex, I wouldn't be very concerned about anything that Ron Jerkofsky says. Secondarily, I think your wife looks terrific. There's nothing inappropriate about our text messages, and certainly nothing pertaining to January 6th. So Salon, The Daily Beast, CNN, these people are epic liars. They're distortionists. Don't ever confuse these people for journalists. Look at Oliver Darcy. Look at those beady little eyes. What a little freak. Dude, no one's watching you, and no one believes you.
All right, Roger, stay there. Five more minutes with you and Barnes for closing comments. And please come back on again tomorrow. There's so much to talk about. Don't hang up. Let's do five more minutes on the other side. But I just want to say it. That's a Texas saying. My wife looks pretty good. No, my wife is super awesome. It looks like a Greek statue. You see those Greek women, the statues, and you actually look at my wife with her clothes off. That's what she looks like. I'm proud of her. God made her, and I'm not ashamed of it.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
InfoWars has been vindicated.